we're doing the work of the Ramban, Nachmanides, who lived a short time after the Rambam. Nachmanides was a chief rabbi in Spain, and he was a great doctor, and he knew a tremendous amount in Torah, and he was also knew a tremendous amount also in medicine and worldly things as well. And we're learning his work of philosophy, a speech that he gave called Torat Hashem Tmima. And now we're up to where the Ramban was elaborating on the tests of Avraham Avinu. The Ramban had been discussing the 10 tests, and the Ramban was working through the prophecy, the vision of the Brit Ben Abtarim, that famous covenant in which God told him about the future, the four nations that would oppress the Jewish people, about the future and the Jewish people in Egypt, and the Mashiach. So that's what we're holding, and now the Ramban is going to elaborate on the concept that the Torah describes the prophecy as settling in on Avram in a sleep. The Torah says like this, "Vayhi Hashemesh Lavo," the sun was setting, "V'taldimah nafela al Avram," and sleep settled in on Avram. Kanyan she'ne'emar b'nevi'im, just as we find in the prophets, Daniel says, "Vani hayiti nirdam al panai," I was sleeping on my face, "V'chach amru," and so our sages tell us in the Midrash, Taldema nevua, taldema shina, taldema dorminta, nevua, nevua me Avraham. Taldema could be prophecy. Taldema could be sleep. Taldema could be dorminta, which is like a middle state, as we'll see in a second, like dormant. Taldema could mean nevua, we know from Avraham. Taldema could mean shina, sleep. Well, that's classical. The word taldema is asleep. Taldema dorminta, taldema could be a person being in a dormant state. Shneimar, the verse says, and yodea vein mekitz, ki taldemat Hashem nafela lehim. The people didn't budge. God made it so that David could escape, and no one would stop him. God made them all be out. They were all dormant. God made a miracle, and this way David could enter and go out, and no one knew what was going on. Now, Taldema Sheina, really we know from the beginning of the Torah. That's what the Midrash over there says. It says that when God wanted to create Eve, God put Adam to sleep. Because if Adam would have been awake for the operational procedure, he would have been disgusted with Eve. If he would have seen his own limb being taken out and then transformed into her. So God put him to sleep and then formed Eve. And then he woke up. So there it says, God put Taldema on Avram. So there we see that the word Taldema is a deep sleep. Taldema is prophecy that we saw here in Avram. And Taldema Marmita or Dominta, that's also some form of being knocked out. That's where David walks in and takes the flask from near King Saul's head. King Saul's sleeping, and David takes the flask from there to show that he could have harmed the king and he doesn't want to. And there it says that God placed the Taldema on them. The Taldema Tanhua Yashpalat Aguf Echochotav. What is this that prophecy is referred to as Taldema, as a deep sleep? That is the following concept. If you recall, in our Drashot Aran, we discussed that godliness is the capacity of the soul to overcome the body. That's prophecy. We discussed that the eternal life that Adam was initially granted was because in this balance between being a material and spiritual being, God initially created Adam as a far more spiritual being, and as such he could have lived for eternity. It was only when he ate that oh so healthy fruit, the forbidden fruit, that strengthened his body, but in so doing tilted the balance, made him a more physical being, and as such he would now be governed by physical laws, he would die. So when Avram is going to attain prophecy, he has to arise, he has to elevate himself spiritually, and he has to leave the physical. How does he leave the physical? He goes into a deep sleep. So Taldemat Anvua, when we say that prophecy is this deep sleep, Hiashpalat Aguf Kochotav, that's a way of putting down the body and the strengths of the physical. Kinyan Shekatuv, as the verse says in Daniel, V'odi Nehepach Alei Lemashchit V'lo Atzarti Koach. My glory, so to speak, was destroyed. I had no strength. All my physical was gone, and I was able to connect with the spiritual. This is clear. that whenever the body is down and its strengths aren't within it, hanefesh mitgaberet, and the soul overcomes u'po'elet b'chochoteha hanivdalim, and it can act with its separate strengths, u'maseget hazchalim hanivdalim, and then it can attain the greater concepts. Ke'asagat Michael v'Gabriel, just as we find Daniel was able to attain a vision of the angels Michael and Gabriel. V'siman la'davar, and I'll give you a sign to this, says the Ramban, Nachmanides, hachalom, the dream. A person could spend all day thinking, what's happening over there on that island? He won't know. And sometimes we have dreams that show us with crystal clear clarity something that's happening somewhere else in the world. Our sages say that dreams can be a 1/16 of prophecy. Some dreams are true. We don't know which are and which aren't. Most of our dreams stem from indigestion. It's not my thing. Aruch HaShulchan writes that. But we also have dreams that are sometimes true. Here you see the concept of deja vu, but it's long before the Ramban. The concept that we can sometimes see in dreams things that are still to come, that concept the Gemara already tells us. And this doesn't have to be an especially spiritual person. It could be anyone. Any person can have a dream in which he sees things that are happening elsewhere in the world or things that are prophetic. So the Ramban said what we saw today, when it says that Avram saw this great vision of prophecy through a tavdeima, so we see that this deep sleep is some form of prophecy, and he quoted the Medrash that says that. So the Ramban explained that being that we're composed of physical and spiritual, in order to attain prophetic visions, we have to overcome the physical. One way of overcoming the physical is by putting it down in a deep sleep. And proof of that is that a person can sometimes witness things in a dream that he would never be able to attain when he was awake. Why? Because that's when his physical is put down. So then his spiritual can go up.